This is Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, where we highlight positive developments at the secondary level. In today's program, we celebrate with Arbuthnott Gallimore High School, which recently received 6 new classrooms. The details in just a moment. I'm Kadisha Watkiss. The provision of adequate classroom spaces for the education of the nation's students is high on the priority of the government for 2015. This year, 12 schools will have their facilities upgraded through the Education Ministry. Arbuthnott Gallimore High School in St. Anne is the first. Arbuthnott Gallimore, formerly called Alexandria High School, was built in 1974 to accommodate 950 students. At present, the school's enrollment exceeds this number by more than 200. Over the years, students from Arbuthnott Gallimore have excelled in many vocational areas, producing top national performers in subjects including visual arts and food and nutrition. Despite its successes, the school has faced challenges with its infrastructure. Principal Eloise Panton shares more.
We had students who never had any rooms in which to hold classes, so teachers were basically hosting classes in open spaces underneath the tree or the undercraft.
To address the problem, the Ministry of Education has provided 6 new classrooms to the school. The facilities are expected to accommodate 300 students.
One of the impediments to effective teaching and learning is the poor physical condition, inadequate classroom space, and that's why the ministry has provided $24 million for the construction of these new classrooms.
The upgrade was undertaken as part of the Education Ministry's thrust to improve the learning environment at the school.
While we have done remarkable expansions of school plant in Brownstown and in other places throughout Jamaica, to me, we must make sure that those schools which are, because of their location or because of their recent coming into being, are likely to be overlooked. It's very, very important that we should make sure that they are well served. And that's why I'm committed to ensuring that this school goes from strength to strength.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites speaking at the handing over ceremony of 6 new classrooms to Arbuthnott Gallimore High School. The principal is delighted at the improvements made to the school.
I am certain that students will enjoy the facility that has been provided and will use it to enhance their education.
Principal of Arbuthnott Gallimore High School, Eloise Panton. Member of Parliament for Southwest St. Anne, Keith Walford, who also attended the ceremony, applauded the ministry for its keen interest in the upgrading of the school. He assured the commitment of the local government in taking care of its needs.
A lot of children have to have that comfortable environment to study. And it is our duty to provide you with that kind of environment that you will want to study. Because the facilities are so great, you will be tempted to stay inside and focus on your schoolwork. And we are here to make certain that those facilities are afforded to you.
Mr. Walford urged the students to take care of the new facility and overall the institution.
There will be others who are coming to occupy these same facilities. So I implore you to care them, care the Arbuthnott Gallimore High School. Make sure that for the next 100 years, this facility will be here.
Member of Parliament for Southwest St. Anne, Keith Walford. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for joining us. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Kadisha Watkiss with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. And this has been Jamaica's Promise High School Edition. Until next time, remember, students today are future leaders tomorrow.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include the Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and the Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.